Hello, I'm Kevin Alexander, and on behalf of my co-authors, I thank you for the opportunity to present our results from a post-hoc analysis of the ATTRibute-CM trial, demonstrating the relationship between cardiovascular hospitalization and survival in the acoramidis-treated participants. Here are my disclosures and the disclosures for my co-authors. I will be presenting data on acoramidis, which is an investigational agent being studied in patients with ATTR-CM. Transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, is caused by destabilization of the transthyretin tetramer, which leads to misfolding of the monomers and accumulation into amyloid fibrils. The deposition of these fibrils in the heart leads to cardiovascular dysfunction and progressive heart failure. Previous studies have shown that cardiovascular hospitalization is associated with a higher risk of subsequent mortality in patients with ATTR-CM. Acoramidis is an investigational treatment for ATTR-CM with near-complete TTR stabilization. In the phase III pivotal study, ATTRibute-CM, acoramidis demonstrated reduced risk of cardiovascular hospitalization by 50% versus placebo. The objective of this current analysis is to report the relationship between cardiovascular hospitalization events and survival in acoramidis-treated participants in the ATTRibute-CM trial. The ATTRibute-CM study design has been previously reported. These post-hoc analyses were conducted in the modified intention-to-treat population, which consisted of randomized participants who had a baseline estimated glomerular filtration rate of greater than or equal to 30 milliliters per minute per meter squared. This post-hoc Kaplan-Meier analysis estimated the rate of survival over the 30-month study in acoramidis-treated participants with and without cardiovascular hospitalization. At baseline, participants with cardiovascular hospitalization were more likely to have more advanced stage disease, such as NAC stage two or three disease, a higher mean serum NT-proBNP, and a lower mean eGFR. At the end of 30 months, participants with at least one CVH event during the study had a 30-month survival rate of 62.4%, compared to 86.8% in participants who had no CVH events during the study. In conclusion, in this ATTRibute-CM study, the survival rate was significantly higher in acoramidis-treated participants with no cardiovascular hospitalization events compared to those who had at least one cardiovascular hospitalization event. This study indicates that cardiovascular hospitalization remains a powerful predictor of mortality in ATTR-CM patients. Results from this post-hoc analysis reinforce the importance of an effective therapy that reduces cardiovascular hospitalization in ATTR-CM patients. Thank you on behalf of my co-authors, and I'd like to thank the investigators of the ATTRibute-CM study, as well as the patients and their families for their participation in this study.